Today we'll speak about Avraham Avinu. I'd like to start. Why are we talking about Avraham Avinu if we're supposed to be speaking about Emuna? The pasuk in Yeshayo, we could have started from many places, but why not? I already know a pasuk in Yeshayo. We should quote it. Shimu Eli wrote Feit Tzedek Mevakshei Hashem. This is a Shalshelis song. No, it's not on the sheet. I just decided on the way up. I just start with this pasuk. Shimu Eli wrote Feit Tzedek Mevakshei Hashem. Habitu El Tzur Chutzavtem. Listen to me, those who chase justice and who search for Ribono Shalom. And why are we sitting here in the middle of nowhere in Israel at 2:35 in the afternoon? Because we are Mevakshei Hashem. Habitu El Tzur Chutzavtem. Look at the rock from which we're yun, H-E-W-N, rare usage of that in public speech. Velmakeves Bor Nukartem. Habitu El Avram Avichem. Look to your forefather Avram. Vel Sora Techolelchem. Sora our matriarch who got us. Ki Echod Kerosiv Vavarcheu Vaarbeu. I called him one. I called him unique. This is Yeshayo, beginning of Perek Yonah, Pozegal from Beis. Ki echod karosi v'avarcheyu v'arbeu. I've blessed him and I've made him plentiful, multiplied. Beautiful, beautiful psukim. And then it goes into other famous psukim. Ki nicham Hashem tzion, nicham kol chavoseh. We read this as one of the Shiva din Nechemta, one of the seven haftorahs of Salas, I guess we'd call them. So what is the pasuk trying to tell us about Avraham Avinu? We're supposed to look towards Avraham Avinu as an example to our source, to our roots, Avram and Sarah. So there's different ideas. The truth is, if you're speaking about, pardon? Perek Nun Aleph. Right? The truth is, if you're reading this during the Shiva de Nechemta, which we do as a Haftorah, so Rashi and the Radak speak here about the idea of Geula, and that's the connection to the continuation, Ki Nicham Hashem Tzion, that Avraham Avinu and Sarah Imenu had moments of great darkness in their life, and they, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed them. Sarah Imenu was an Akara for many, many years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed her, saved her. Avraham Avinu found himself in difficult circumstances again and again. He was Gole, he was in Eretz Canaan, but then he had to leave Eretz Canaan, but he eventually returned. So the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of Avraham Avinu, and even though Avraham Avinu went to Golos, he eventually returned to Eretz Israel. So too we also are supposed to recognize this Koach Ribono Shel Olam and draw solace and succor, I believe is the word we used the other day, S-U-C-C-O-R, towards our own circumstance of being in Golos. However, in the context of speaking about Inyonim of Emuna, so perhaps we say a different pshat. The Malbim over here, on this pasuk, brings a different direction. And here he speaks about how we're supposed to look to Avraham Avinu as the source of faith. Says as follows: Habitu al Avram Avichem, kemo shehu hayayochid. The same way Avram Avinu was a loner, va'amad neged toim rabim, and he stood against a lot of people who made mistakes in their perception of the world. Kein tiu atem. Similarly, habitu al Sarah techol elchem, ki Sarah haysarulios akara betiva v'yolda banim neged ateva. Sarah experienced the supernatural. Kein atem hagam shemitzar ateva. Even though by nature you can't bring non-believers to believe, still, sorry, may to experience the supernatural, you too should experience the supernatural. And then the continues, in the continuation of the psukim, ki echod karosiv, I've called him one. Ba'od she karosiv, when I called to Avraham Avinu, lefarsem emunosi, to publicize emun and Hashem in the world. He was the only person in the whole world who had faith, who believed in the Ribono Shel Olam. Also, he was naturally limited. He couldn't have children anymore. So we have your Avraham Avinu, who in Hashkafa is a loner, biologically destined and doomed to always be a loner. Yet still, Vavarcheu Varbeu, says the Pasuk. Im Beheshiv Amim Rabin Lamuna Sakel. Right? Look what he accomplished. He brought back Amim Rabin, multitudes, to the Emunah and Hashem. In addition, of course, also, he had children. Of course, the children, a little bit of a metaphor the Malbim's using for Emunah. The same way it was impossible for him to have children anymore, it's impossible to convert the world. He accomplished both. And this is supposed to be inspirational for us as well. So we have a Yesod And it's almost impossible to have a shiurim, or not even shiurim, but whatever this is called on the Shalvin website. I think, is this the Vad or is this the Chabura? One of them, the Muna Bitochen is called, one of them is called the other. So it's impossible to have a Vad or Chabura about Amunah without speaking about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, to a certain extent, is the father of Amunah. So it says in Chumash, by way of introduction, beautiful Pesukim in Yeshayahu. It says in the Chumash, it could be, this is the first place in the Chumash, it could be, that we find Emunah as a concept. Vehem in Bashem, by the Brisbane Absarim, it says in Bereshit Tezvah, Vehem in Bashem, Avraham Avinu had faith, by Achshiveh Alot Tzedakah. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu viewed this positively. And the fact that Avraham Avinu is considered to be the father of faith, the father of Emunah, based on this Pasuk, it's a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Zayin. It's nowadays, unfortunately, I'm going to say this, you're going to think of a song. But it was a Gemara also. Right? Even better, it's even a Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Hein ma'minim b'nei ma'minim. You are saying something askance of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, they're believers, the children of believers. Va'ata, you, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein sovcha lahamin. You will stumble a bit in Emunah. Hey, ma'minim. How do we know that Klal Yisrael are a nation of believers? Because it says ve'yamein ha'am. When Klal Yisrael begins to hear in Shmos, in the beginning of Shmos, Perek Dal, when Klal Yisrael begins to hear the news that Geula is impending, right? So ve'yamein ha'am. At some point, we finally start to believe. So we're ma'minim. And what's the b'nei ma'minim? That's the pasuk we quoted before from Bereishis Tezvah. Ve'hem in Bashem. We're the children of believers. Who is the father of our belief? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu. I even heard, we mentioned in the pasuk in Yeshaya, that Avram Avinu was, and Sari Menu were, impossible for them to have children together. To a certain extent, I guess it's Al-Ti-Sod, or Al-Chzisha Torah, I don't remember where it was quoted from. In order, it had to be, if Avram Avinu is going to start a new genus of beings in the world, a genus of believers, so it has to be a new creation, Me'al Derech HaTeva. The world is not going to continue along the natural road. The natural road of the world until that point was no belief. No belief in God. From that moment on, Avraham Avinu is going to found a new nation of believers. The birth of the continuation of that, the birth of Yitzhak, has to be supernatural. And the Malbim referenced that in what we quoted earlier. We say this in Davening as well. Asher, Bacharta Bavram, Votseso Meor Kastim Visanto Shmo Avraham Umatsasa Eslevavo Neman Lefanecha. You tested him and found his heart Neman, a heart of Emunah. This is the new Bria, Avraham Avinu, the supernatural birth of Yitzhak, and this is us. We are the children. In this area of Emunah, we are the children. Maminim b'nei maminim. Now, this idea that Emunah really starts with Avraham Avinu is canonized, of course, by the Rambam. The truth is, we really should read, it's always a challenge to balance the pace and the flow of a shir with quoting from sources, but we really should read straight. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim speaks about Avraham Avinu. Let's first just note, before we even quote the Rambam, where is Hilchos Avodas Kochavim found in the Rambam? Sefer Mada. Sefer Mada, to be found in Sefer Mada is big stuff. Like, you know, sometimes for prime advertising space, you have to pay good money. To be in Sefer Mada, the Rambam didn't take bribes and sponsorships, but to be in Sefer Mada, you've got to be critical. All the fundamentals of belief are in Sefer Mada. Yisodei HaTorah, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Hilchos Tshuva, and in there, Avodas Kochavim, Hilchos Deos, of course, Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. Avodas Kochavim? I mean, it's a negative, it's an Isser, it's terrible. But there are many first of alls there because it's fundamentally the most heinous of crimes. But it's also there because fundamentally it teaches us the difference between Emunah and Kfirah. So the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, says very, very, very important things. And his Ravid and Kesef Mishneh is very, very fascinating Shak Levitari in these three halachas, the first three halachas. The Rambam describes the history of Avodah Zarah in the world. Have we spoken about this? Have we mentioned this briefly? If we haven't mentioned this briefly, you have to read this thoroughly. I probably will end up just skipping through. Bimei Enosh, how did Avodah Zarah in the world start? In the days of Enosh, Tov B'nei Adam Tal Zgadol, there was a big mistake. V'nivara atas nachmiyos ador v'enoshatsa minatoim hoya. And what was the mistake? Amru. They said as follows. Ha'ova lukim bara kochavim. Here's a God. Fine. God created celestial bodies. Stars, galgalim, planets, lahanigas ha'olam. He must have created them for a purpose to help guide the world. V'nosnan b'marom. Look, Yibon Shalom himself gives them great kavod. He puts them up in the sky. Cholachem kavod. And they have assistants, stars and whatnot, galaxies. Must be zehu rotzon hakel baruch hu legado ulachabe misha gidlo v'chavdo. If God gives them covered, we should give them covered, right? So they decided we also need to give covered to the sun, the moon, and the stars. Kev and shalda barzal libam. Once they made this mistake, then it's going to take another step. Hechol livnos hakolam hecholos lakum lankarbanos. They started sacrificing and building places of worship to the stars. Lishabcham lifarim lishtachavom slamulam, to bow to them. Why? Kidei lahasig ratzon habore b'da'at amaro. They were still connected to God. Yibon Shalom wants us to give honor to these things. So let's bow down and pray and sacrifice to the moons and the stars, because after all, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Zayik ravodes kochavim. Okay, fine. Lo shein omrim she'ein sham eloka. Not that there's no God. Ela kochav zeh. That wasn't it. That was the first step, was ki'ilu, you would say a benign step, although it's usher and it's called shituf and it's terrible. V'achar halacha beisharach v'ayomim. So time passes. Amdu b'vnei adam neviyu sheker v'yimom shakel tzivavam alem l'avdo kochav ploni. There's new rules. God really wants us to worship these kochavim. Okal kochavim. And now there are more karbonis and more nesachim. And they build more places of worship. He claims to have prophesied that we're supposed to worship these things. They start making graven images of the celestial bodies, idols, right? And they would gather and start bowing to them more and more and more. A further step to skip down a few lines in the Rambam. Oh, now we detach them from the Ribono Shel Olam. It's really all about them inherently. He spoke to me. And he said, Avduni, worship me with this and with that, making up all sorts of new types of worship. So now we have graven images, and we're worshiping them in all sorts of strange ways. And there's Nevi'im for these images. So of course, with time, they worship more and more of these images, and Hashem, Hagadol Hanichbad Vanora, is forgotten. Mipi Kayakum. Umidaitam. Veloikiru. No one knows. Venimsu kol ama oritz hanoshim. Haktanim einum yodim elatsur shalates. They just knew the idols. Only the elders remembered, oh, we started worshipping this because of. Really fascinating. Step by step. Step by step. Okay. Ends the Rambam Halacha Beis with the following. Lohaya shum adam sheyem akiro. No one anymore knew Ribono Shel Olam. Velo yodo elo yechidim ba'olam. Very few. Chanoch, Misushelach, Noah, Shem, the Aver. This is the list of the people who still knew there was a God in the world. Val derech zeh haya ha'olam holechum misgalgel. The world kept rolling in this direction. Misgalgel. I don't think the Ram intended the double entendre, right? Misgalgel, we're worshiping the galgalim, the celestial bodies, but misgalgel, the world was degenerating. Ad shenolad amudo shel olam hu Avraham Avinu. Two long, full halachas, full of the development of Avodah Zarah. There was nothing to staunch the flow until Avraham Avinu comes on the scene. Halacha Gimel is all about how Avraham Avinu reversed the trend of the entire world. A very long halacha. We should read it in its entirety. I'll just read the first few lines to get the feeling, and then we'll discuss this. What? That these were the individuals of individuals who still knew about God. Chanoch, Metushelach, Noach, Shem, Aver. They believe, no one else recognized Ribono Shel Olam. Kevan shid nigmal eisen zeh. From the time of his early youth, when he was weaned, and Avraham Avinu, one of the names and synonyms we have for Avraham Avinu, Eson. Odius Kalanu, in Saint Davening, Avas, Eson Adonenu, my second name, Yosef Eitan, because I was born on, Dalet Tishrei, so my father was singing Shon Rosh Hashanah, looking for that second name. First name was, I think, a relative. Right? Uvabena Nekad, Yitzhak Avinu, Yashbis Medainenu, Uvishus Hatam. Who's the Tom? Yaakov Avinu. We reference the three of us right there at the beginning of the Chazaras Hashatz. So, Kevin Shenigmal Eisanze, Hitchil is Shotate Bedaitovu Kotlan. He begins to think, even as a young child, Hitchil Lashabion Valaila, he starts to think, how could it be? What's with the world? How can it be that the planets and the celestial bodies are what's running everything? How? Can't be. He didn't have a teacher. He didn't have a Rebbe. He was sitting there, Mushka Burkastim. He was sitting there in the depths of depravity, of Urkastim. Bein Ovdei Kochavim HaTipshim. Oviv V'imo, his own parents. B'chalam Ovdei Kochavim. Terrible environment. Absolutely no influences pushing him in the right direction. V'o V'nimayim. He was worshipping Avodah Zarah. But Libo Meshote to Maven. He's thinking different directions than everyone else. Ad Shehisig Derech HaEmes, etc., etc. And he continues to describe what Avraham Avinu did. Ben Arboim Shana Hikar Avraham Mizboro. At the age of 40, he already fully recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he started to mix it up. Philosophical debate. Lahashiv Chubos Al B'nei Orkastim. La'aroch Dinimam. He started to become an arguer, proponent of the Ribbono Shalom. A beautiful, beautiful halacha. You have to read it in its entirety. There's some very, very fascinating things about this. The Ravid points out, the Ravid over here points out, Uben Avram Shah Hikar Avram is Boro. That's the other Ravid. Give me one moment. V'haya Mahalech V'kore. Avraham Avinu would go around and actually talk and recruit, proselytize for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ad Shegil Eretz Kanaan Shenemar Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. Says the Ravid, Tamei Ani. Why is this falling on Avraham Avinu? Sharei Hayusham Shem Ve'Aver. We know that there were two great Rosh Yeshiva in those days, Shem Ve'Aver. Why is Avraham Avinu the one doing all the Kiruv and calling out for the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam? What happened to Shem Ve'Aver? Eichlo Hayumochim. How'd they not say anything? They didn't do Kiruv? They just sat there giving shukla. What happened? The Efshar, says the Ravid, perhaps, Kimochim Hayu. They also gave their protests, but still it wasn't as dramatic at Avram. Lo Irish Lehem, she Yishpuas at Salmeim. They didn't smash up any idols. Fishayu Mischabim Bohem, because people would hide the idols from Shem Ve'Aver. Achepa Avram, Vashirat Salmeyazim. So the Ravid has an answer. The Ravid thinks, no, maybe they're very similar. Obviously, Shem Ve'Aver also wanted to be Osek in Kiruv. But they didn't find anyone to be Mekarev. People would hide the idols. Avraham Avinu was smart enough. His father also had a shop, right? So Avraham Avinu was, but really they were all very similar. That's the Ravid's approach. Unbelievable. The Kesef Mishnah has a different teretz here. Some people, you're reading about a Munah and they're still talking about a Ravid and a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is a different approach. Again, the question, why Avraham Avinu? What happened to all those tzaddikim before him at the end of Halacha Beis? Ram taught us about Mishushel, Chanoch, Shem, Aver. Where were they? So Kesef Mishnah has a different answer. He said it was indeed a fundamental difference in Avraham Avinu and Shem Ve'Aver. They had a different approach. Shem Ve'Aver held. Yesh Loma Ve'Ekor Lesa, Shavmo Ye Bebovel, V'Shem Ve'Aver Oye Beretz Kenan, V'Shav Lo Shib Avraham Tzlomim, El Shai Yekor Ye Machaz Emunas HaYichud, V'Shem Ve'Aver, Hoyu Modiyim Derech Hashem L'Talmideyam. Avalonis oru likro lahachris ko Avram al kain godlo ma'alaso biyoser. Avraham Avinu is really indeed, says the according to the Kesef Mishnah, being singled out by the Rambam for good reason. Godlo ma'alaso biyoser. Shem ve'Aver had a yeshiva. And they were modia derech Hashem la talmidim. They want to be mashpi on their talmidim. Avraham Avinu had a different approach. He said he has to be mashpi on the world. Very, very fundamental question in Chinuch or anyone who teaches in a yeshiva, right? So what are we working on? We're working here on Emunah Lamaminim. We're together Shem Ve'Aver right now, as we learned about Avraham Avinu, right? We're teaching belief to the believers. And Avraham Avinu, God la malasa biyosim. You want to say something, Yair? I guess that was their job. They were the Yechidim, and they were teaching. They had a group. And they were trying to be Makar of their group. They were the only ones, I guess. They convinced some non-believers to sign up to their yeshiva, and then they tried to be makar them. Children, maybe, I guess. Yaakov Avinu was there for a stretch, I guess, you know. Oh, who's what? Yitzchak Avinu also? After the Akedah? Okay, so once in a while, I guess they got a shvush here and there, as we'd call them in Hebrew. That was great. But no one knows what a shvush is. Okay. So, where'd they go after Avraham Avinu whipped them into shape? Maybe Shem Ve'Aver. Could be, but the Kesef Mishnah understands a different approach. Approach of outreach versus approach of inreach. Right? Inreach is also important. I don't know if we just coined that phrase. Fine, but you understand the difference between outreach and inreach. We try to be mechazik ourselves from within, as opposed to reaching out. There's an incredible Meshech Chochma in this week's Parsha. I wasn't sure what I was going to speak about, and then I was looking over some notes and looking over some other things, when I realized that this Meshech Chochma, do we have a copy of the Meshech Chochma here? I lost my copy. It's on this week's Parsha, I realized I had to mention it, because it's unbelievable. It says in this week's Parsha, we have the whole incident with Shechem, and Dina and the brothers. So when Yaakov Avinu comes to the outskirts of Shechem, it says, Vayichan es pnei ha'ir. He encamped on the outskirts of the city. So the Medrash here brings, the Meshech Chochma quotes the Medrash. It says that Yaakov, Kosev bo shmira Shabbos, we have this pasuk explicitly refers to the fact that Yaakov Avinu was makpid for Shabbos. Vayichan es pnei ha'ir, nichnasim dimdume chama v'kovat chumim. So the sun was about to set. He comes with the last rays of sun. Tchumim. We all know on Shabbos there's an issue to go further than alpayim amma out of your tchum. Right? You can't go more than 2,000 amma. So Yaakov Avinu set the tchum as the sun set. That was his era of Shabbos on the outskirts of Shechem. Fine. Peirush, he brings down the, what's it called? He brings down the halach lamaisa of what Yaakov Avinu was doing. Fine. That he was being koveya tchumim. He brings then, the Meshech Chochma brings the Medrash that really all the others were Shomer Torah, all the Torah, even Dinim Drabbanan, and the example brought by Yaakov Avinu is that he kept the laws of Tchumim. By Avram Avinu, Chazal also point out to us that he kept laws Drabbanan, but what were the laws Drabbanan that Avram Avinu kept? It gives the example of Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is what we make, so it allows us to cook from one from the days of Yontif to cook for Shabbos without being over in any Averis. Right? We're missing a page here. I'm trying to think of where I'm supposed to start reading. We're obviously not. Everything that I'm doing is questionable, but as real, he knows what he's doing. Right? Okay. So it goes as follows. What's pshat? Yaakov Avinu understood, I'm in the page mem test, already top of the second column. Yaakov Avinu understood that Am Yisrael, we are the seat of Shechina in this world. Klal Yisrael is special. The special receptacle for Shechina in this world. Ein Shechina Sharal ba'alfei rivos Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be shochin in this world via Klal Yisrael. Fine. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu comes, Tchumim. Yaakov Avinu has 12 tribes. Klal Yisrael is now set and rolling. Tchumim, borders. Don't go out of this border. Protect the camp. Avram Avinu, about 5th, 6th line in the Meshech Chochma page mem test. Lachin Avram mechapes lahofit shita. So before we get to Yaakov Avinu, we have Avram Avinu. He is attempting to spread out shitaso v'deyoso belokas. He's trying to be makarev lachol bayolam. He knows I'm a yechidi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu can't exist in this world just through a single individual. We have to get a lot of people. And then Yishmael happened, and Avram Avinu gave him pause to think about it. The Gam HaYozeh, about 10 lines down, B'chavar Shalcha Mitzrayim, when Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, he was happy. You know why? Because Mitzrayim was the center of terrible Be'er Hashkafa. It was the center of all the krumness in the world. And he went to go confront the Khartoumim, L'falpel U'lekarvam. I'm going to go be Makar of those guys. I'm going to bust open Mitzrayim and make them all believers. As I go into like some I don't know, convention of atheists, and say, we're going to get those guys. And, you know, walk out of there, you know, sit there laying filling on every single guy who walks in. This is what Avram Avinu going down and saying, Loken Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, different approach. Rosh Mitaso Shlema, 12 perfect tribes. Bizarro Dai, we have enough Jews now. We just have to keep this going. And that's why Yaakov Avinu, Tchumim, limits, not everyone in. Two different approaches. Avram Avinu, the big Makariv, because we need Jews in this world. The Shechina has to be showing Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu already sees that he has the 12 tribes. This is going to be Klal Yisrael. What's his din d'rabbanan? Tchumim. Avram Avinu tavshilin. Let's bring people in. Let's be marbe. Bishiurim. Yaakov Avinu tchumim. Up to here no more. Limits. An unbelievable, unbelievable Meshech Chochma on this week's parsha that points out this quality of Avram Avinu as the spreader of Amun in the world. We'll continue. We don't want to run into Mincha. We'll continue the theme of Hashem next time. To see a little bit more exactly how Avraham Avinu found Emunah and what we're supposed to learn about how we're supposed to find Emunah from Avraham Avinu.